The Alkane Hoyo Chalomoi Porois Daiko. This is why the dream of Paroi involved cows specifically. Kishom Ikra Chizas Paroi, because that's where Paroi has his hold. Shehu Bechinas Koyach Hamedama, Bechinas Shikho, Shi Bechinas Porokal. Because Paroi also represents the Koyach Hamedama, Shikho, as Rabbein Ezal presents in that chapter in Kedemon, which are related to Paroi. Avol hatikun hoyo al yidei Yosef. However, the tikkun for all the destruction that Paroi caused, all the damage that Paroi caused, and the tikkun for Paroi's dream with the Porois was through Yosef HaTzadik. Ki al yidei sheposar Yosef esachaloim leParoi, through Yosef HaTzadik interpreting the dream for Paroi, v'nase melech, and Yosef HaTzadik as a result became a king. The kovatz is kol oichal sheva shonam atoivos, and he was able to gather up all the food, the plentiful food during the 7 years of plentifulness. Shaydeze shovar ubitele sarov, by which he succeeded in breaking and eliminating the famine. Vehigbir hatoiv alora, and he was able to strengthen the forces of good over the forces of evil. Vayde kidushosoi hichnia hazuam shomitzrayim, and it's through Yosef HaTzadik's holiness and tikkun abris that he was able to be machnia, the filth of Mitzrayim, vaydeze zochu Yisroel lotzeis misham, and that's what enabled the Yidden to be able to get out of Mitzrayim. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoya bekoyach Yosef HaTzadik. The main ability of Klal Yisroel to leave Mitzrayim was in the zchus of Yosef. Kemo shekoso vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Kemo shekoso bezoyer hakodesh. That it's only because of the connection that Moshe Rabbeinu made to Yosef HaTzadik that he succeeded. Ki Yosef shehu bechinas shmiras hazikoroim, Yosef HaTzadik who symbolizes the shmira of zikaron, because he was the one who was able to be mitgaber against the dream of Paroi, hu machnia bechinas Paroi. He's able to subdue the concept of Paroi, which is shehu bechinas shikha. Umevarer hazikoroim min hashikcha, and Yosef HaTzadik is able to bring forth the zikoroim from among the shikcha, the concept of taking the kedusha out of the klipos. V'alkein hu yoidea litzor hachaloim shel haporos, and it's for that reason that Yosef HaTzadik was able to be poiser the poros. It's the same exact letters. Ulahachnia ulvatel hashikcha hanechaz bohem, and to be able to subdue and eliminate the shikha that's associated with Porois, Shehem Shevashne Horov, which was represented by the 7 years of famine. Kihu Magbir Hasoival Horov, because Yosef HaTzadik is the one who was able to strengthen the plentifulness against the famine. Umamshich Kol Hahashpois Vabrochois, Haide Shmira Sazikorin, Shemishom Kol Abrochois Kanal. And he's the one who's able to draw all kinds of brocha and shefa as a result of his zikoron dikdusha. If you recall, we mentioned earlier the pasuk, "B'chol mokoyim asher azkir es shmi, ovoy elecho verachticho." That the whole power of drawing brocha and shefa from Hashem is dependent on zikoron dikdusha, azkir es shmi, remembering Hashem, mentioning Hashem.